This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire tonight at 9 o'clock, President Trump's national address to the nation, right after my show ends. Address to the nation by President Trump. And you might want to match it up with what I advised yesterday on my national TV show and my national radio show. We all know the president watches my TV show from time to time. He has said that publicly on many occasions. He even said it last weekend. He was with my friend Lee for breakfast in at Mar-a-Lago. And he said, I love Wayne's show, and I love Wayne. Tell Wayne I said hello, and I love him. And so he may have been watching last night. I don't know, but I said, you've got to address the nation. There's no choice. And there's got to be all kinds of, unfortunately, sadly, bailouts offered. Because the entire, I mean, look, you know, one of the most important industries in America is not just the travel industry. It's not just the airline industry. It's not just the cruise industry. It's Vegas. The Vegas industry is so important to America. The billions and billions and billions of dollars the Vegas Strip now is all about, not about gambling. It's about gambling, and it's about golf, and it's about spas, and it's about hotels, and it's about concerts, and it's about Cirque du Soleil. All of them are going to be wiped off the face of the earth. Nobody is prepared for 3 months or 4 months with no business, and maybe 6 months, because maybe it's 3 months with no business and 3 months with slow business, and then it goes back to normal 6 months from now. Nobody's prepared for that. So you've just got to, do something for the people of Las Vegas, the people of the travel industry, the people of the airline industry. Something's got to be announced. And how about homeowners across this country? Italy is saying you don't owe a mortgage for the next 3 months. So they bail out the banks, I guess, and the people don't owe the mortgage. Well, you're going to have to do something like that in America because people are in bad shape here. Businesses are going to lay off people. Very, very bad. I got a letter here I want to reach you, by the way. Because it's kind of along the lines of everything I've been saying, but I really love the letter. My name is Bill from Connecticut, big follower of War Show. My comment is that both conservative and liberal commentators are missing the following point. The most important thing is not Bernie or Joe Biden, but who will be Biden's VP. The dirty, plotting DNC is only caring about how to beat Trump, and neither Biden nor Sanders is capable of doing that. But if either Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris and possibly Hillary is VP nominee, they pick up the black and the women's vote. Is the only way Trump loses. And then it could push Biden out from the presidency for insanity. And then Michelle or Kamala or Hillary is now president. And they name Barack as Secretary of State and everybody wins on the Democrat side. Please address this as America needs to realize just how dirty the DNC really is. Well, there's a couple things. His name is Bill from Connecticut. Good letter. Couple things that come to mind when I see that. Number one is I agree. First of all, it's not Biden-Sanders anymore. It's just Biden. There is no Sanders. It's Biden. Sanders says he's still in it. Big deal. He's in it to debate. The debate is, I think, Sunday. And so he's probably going to drop out a few days after that if the polls don't show a dramatic, you know, rebound for Biden. Although I appreciate what he's doing. First of all, I'm a never die guy. I'm a never say die guy. I just keep fighting and fighting, and you never know what happens. And I really believe in my heart of hearts. Again, let me say this. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a brain specialist, so maybe I'm wrong. I believe that Joe Biden has dementia. I believe that Joe Biden is senile. I believe Joe Biden has maybe early onset Alzheimer's. Something's really wrong. Really wrong. Badly wrong. Seriously wrong. And so Bernie Sanders is dead in the water. He cannot win. Except if he does this one last debate and he confuses Biden and Biden gets lost with his mind in that cobweb of dementia on national TV. And Biden starts saying things that make no sense. Then all of a sudden Bernie's back in it. If I'm Bernie, I would absolutely say I'm waiting for the debate. It's the first time he's ever been one-on-one with Joe Biden, and he can confuse Biden. He might even say on national TV, everybody believes you have dementia. There's something wrong. Are you senile, Joe? And see what Joe says. Throw him off course, off kilter. put him on tilt. So I totally agree with Sanders to try that. But for all intents and purposes, Bernie Sanders is gone, done, buried. And by the way, it's all because he brought up Bernie Castro. This idiot brought up Bernie Castro and defended him not once, not twice, not three times, four times. He didn't double down, he quadrupled down. He loves Fidel Castro. That's why I call him Bernie Castro. And he killed himself. America doesn't agree with that. America hates that. America doesn't want to be under the thumb of Fidel Castro. So, you know, he killed himself. So Bernie's gone, it's Joe Biden, unless a miracle happens in the debate next Sunday. Which could, it's not even a miracle. If you can showcase Biden as senile, you're back in it again. America won't vote for a guy once you really show the truth of how bad Joe Biden really is. So he's going to have to be ready for that. But for all intents and purposes, Bernie's gone, and it's just Joe Biden. And so I agree that now they know Biden has no chance to beat Trump. So they've got to do whatever they can do to throw Trump off, anything they can to destroy this economy. And they've got to name a vice president like Hillary. I don't believe for a second it's going to be Michelle Obama. I sure hope not. I think they have in mind Hillary or Amy Klobuchar, but Amy Klobuchar doesn't have an impact at all. Nobody cares about Amy Klobuchar. She's a woman and she's in the Midwest, so maybe if that's their worst-case scenario, they do Amy Klobuchar. But Hillary is the big name as VP. And then the minute Biden wins, Hillary gets him declared incompetent, declared 25th Amendment. Was it 25th Amendment? I think it is 25th Amendment. Is it 24th or 25th? I think it's 25th where you declare a president. All right, after the Kennedy assassination, so you declare the president is, you know, basically brain dead. And that's what Biden is now, but they're hiding him. That's why Clyburn said, you know, we should just end it right now. There shouldn't be any primary. This guy is falling apart. The entire party has made a bet on a guy who's falling apart. His brain isn't there anymore. It's falling out the back. It's almost like someone opened a hole in Biden's back of Biden's head, and the brains are falling out the back. It's almost like he's in the Stepford Wives, and it's like there's a little short circuit. I am Joe Biden. I am the best. I'm Donald Trump. Aren't you Joe Biden? I'm Donald Trump. I'm Donald Trump. I'm Donald Trump. He's got like a short circuit going on. He doesn't know what he's saying. Did you see him getting into the car yesterday? He was getting into the car and someone said, wasn't that a terrible confrontation you had with the guy in Detroit about guns? And he's like, I don't know why Bernie's running with Trump, but he gets in the car. What? Huh? I don't know why Bernie's running with Trump. They just asked you about a confrontation with a guy talking about the topic of guns in Detroit. How is your answer, why is Bernie running with Trump? I didn't know Bernie was running with Trump. Why are you talking about Bernie running with Trump? Because the synapses aren't firing anymore in his brain. There's mush in between the ears of Joe Biden. So I mostly agree with my esteemed fan, Bill, from Connecticut, that it's all about Biden. It's all about watching the VP pick. And it's all about assuming that as soon as he becomes president, they knock him off one way or the other, and they kick him out, and they make the VP pick the president, whether it be Hillary or Kamala or Michelle. And I still think they promised it to Amy Klobuchar. They probably lied. They're going to double deal her. They told Amy Klobuchar, you back out, you endorse Biden. You're a choice for vice president. Oh, I'm the choice for vice president. Okay, I back out and I endorse Biden. Oh, we didn't say you were the choice. We said you're a choice for vice president. We're not giving it to you. You were nobody. She was so bad on the debate stage. She was awful. So I don't see how they'd give it to her. She's horrible. You know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of the senator from Virginia that ran with Hillary Clinton. I can't even remember his name now. There's too many people to remember. I talked about thousands of Kane from Virginia. He was so bad in the debates. So bad. Hillary's VP, Tim Kaine, United States Senator of Virginia. He added so nothing to Hillary's case. He did nothing for her. That's how I feel about Amy Klobuchar. So, although maybe he did something, because after all, it was very close, but in the end, Hillary did win Virginia over Trump. She did get Virginia. She didn't win the election, but she got Virginia. Maybe without Tim Kaine, you don't win Virginia. I don't know. But Virginia's pretty trending liberal at this point. So I just think you write off Virginia. I really do. So I don't know if Tim Kaine helped or not. But Tim Kaine has offered nothing to that ticket. Amy Klobuchar offers nothing. Nothing special about it at all. But in general, I agree with your comments, Bill. Thank you. President Trump still more popular than Obama at this point in his presidency, 47-44. President Trump already surpasses Bush 2004 and Obama 2012 in the national primary vote total. So far, there have been 26 primary elections in this 2020 election cycle. 24 are left, and by the way, Democrats want to cancel it with 24 left. That's funny, because they know that if Biden debates Sanders 24 times, he's dead. He's going to do something wrong. They all know that. President Trump has accumulated 9.347 million votes so far. George Bush got 7.8, Barack Obama 6.1. So Trump has all... Wait a minute. Oh, I didn't even get that. In 2004, Bush got 7.8 million votes in the whole primary. Obama, 6 million to 8 million. I'm not sure why there's a range. I'm not sure what that means in the whole primary. So Bush has Trump has already surpassed both Obama and Bush with 9 million primary votes. And the primary season is halfway through. So the liberal media is trying to destroy him, and he's got more votes than Bush or Obama did in the entire primary when they ran for re-election, and we've only gone through half the primary. So what do you say to that? I don't know. I say that Trump's a pretty popular guy. That's what I say. And Trump just had another big win in the Supreme Court. We'll mention that again when we get back. And then here's a list of all the event killers, all the cancellations or postponements for coronavirus. And I'll get to that list when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, USA Radio Newsmax TV. Remember, my show time has changed for Newsmax TV. Radio's exactly the same. Nothing's changed. You can always get old radio at iHeartRadio. Go get on demand any radio show I did. When I say old, I mean yesterday, day before, a month ago, 2 months ago, a year ago. Every show is at iHeartRadio, Wayne Allyn Root Show. On demand, 24 hours a day. My TV show is now on Newsmax TV at 11 p.m. East Coast time, 8 p.m. West Coast time. We shall return. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost.
Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of the segment of the show is Finest Known. Hey, look, with everything happening in the world, you better buy gold. My gosh, you better buy gold. Let me see. I'm going to look it up right while I'm talking to you. What did gold do today? The market was down 1,464 points, and gold was... Gold basically broke even. It was down a dollar. I don't know. That's a weird one. Why would gold even be down a dollar when the world is coming to an end? Gold goes up. So that's a weird sign right there that maybe things are not as bad as you think they are despite... I mean, automatically, always, gold goes up whenever there's a crisis. This is the biggest crisis of my lifetime. I'm 58 years old. This blows away 9/11. 9/11 was one terrorist attack. They're trying to tell you the whole America is going to be zombies with our lungs eaten out. It's not going to happen. It's the most ridiculous overreaction I've ever seen. But people believe it at this moment, and the entire world's going haywire, and the entire stock market's crashing, and gold just basically broke even today. It's at 1640. It's right near its high for the last, I don't know, 5 years. So you want to own gold and silver. That has not changed. I still don't know why they both didn't go up a mile today when the market went, you know, imploded and went down. Probably because so many people got calls, margin calls, that they had to sell their gold as well as their stocks. That's probably what happened, because today was a really bad day. So federal debt is exploding around the globe. And by the way, because of coronavirus, it's only going to get much, much worse. So debt's going up even higher. And the antidote to debt is gold and silver. And I asked Finest Known to go big on my show, and they went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire 1-ounce silver eagles at dealer cost, up to 100 of them. Now may be the best time ever to acquire time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles, and they will include the book Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, not the, finestknown.com. I like that their phone number ends in 1929, because that was the year, of course, the Great Crash and the Great Depression began. So that's kind of a hint. 800-663-1929. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. I was telling you when we went to the break that Trump has gotten more votes than Obama or Bush combined. Not combined, but each of them in their entire primary in 2004 and 2012. And then we've only been through half of it this time. So Trump is that popular. Now, in Michigan's primary from last night, Donald Trump earned three times the votes of Barack Obama in 2012. That's amazing. Trump got 639,000 votes in Michigan on Tuesday. And Obama got 174,000 from Democrats in his uncontested Michigan primary in 2012. I mean, the energy and enthusiasm behind Trump is unreal. And I keep telling you that Britt Hume, excuse me, that Joe Biden is senile. Well, here's an article about Britt Hume, who's the Fox News anchorman and host. Former Fox News host Britt Hume. Oh, I didn't know that. When did they get rid of Britt Hume? I didn't even know that. Former Fox News host Britt Hume says Vice President Joe Biden is getting senile. He appeared on Fox News. He commented on a series of slip-ups and outbursts by Biden. He said, like so many people his age, he's losing memory and he's getting senile. I don't think there's any doubt about this. By the way, it's not like he's prejudiced against age. Biden's 77. Britt Hume is 76. He said, I have traces of this myself. I know what it feels like. Sometimes you're confused. Sometimes you can't remember. What are you supposed to do the next morning? And I'm not running for president. It's probably a good thing I'm not. Hume noted that Biden has a long history of gaffes over the years, but said this time it's different. If you've known him long enough, you kind of get used to that, and you think they're kind of funny and they're part of who he is and they're kind of harmless. But more recently, he's begun to forget things. He didn't know what state he's in, couldn't remember where he was when he met the Parkland students, when he said he was in the White House, on the campaign trail in New Hampshire. He said he loved it there in Vermont. He said poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Obviously, he meant poor kids are just as bright as rich kids. He also commented on the fight between Biden and a Michigan auto plant worker, in which Biden used the words full of sh. I mean, there's something wrong with the guy. Come on. I think over time, the danger for him, Biden, and for the party, is he may say something that's so outlandish and so suggestive his cognitive faculties, it's obvious they'll have failed him. And Democrat voters are going to say, oh, my Lord, what have we got here? What's amazing is they haven't said that yet. They don't even know. You know what it is? The average Democrat voter is so dumb they couldn't spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A. What's going on? They don't watch the news. They don't watch anything. I don't think the average American voter's dumb. I don't think the average Republican voter's dumb. I don't think the average independent's dumb. But Democrats are like felons, illegals, foreigners, and people who live on welfare their whole lives. It's people in jail, people just getting out of jail, people who should be in jail. That's the entire Democrat electorate. They don't know anything. They have no idea that Biden doesn't know anything. Because they don't know anything. How would you know someone doesn't know anything if you don't know anything?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will address the nation about the coronavirus outbreak. We're going to have to do something with respect to getting rid of this virus as quickly as possible and as safely as possible. Our number one priority is the health of the people of our country.
The Oval Office address will take place at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The NCAA men and women's basketball tournaments will be held without fans. NCAA President Mark Emmert cited the ongoing coronavirus outbreak in a statement announcing the decision about March Madness. Emmert says only essential staff and limited family attendance will be allowed. A rough day for stocks in your 401k as the Dow lost 1,465 points to finish at 23,553. The S&P and NASDAQ also lost. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior. Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And by the way, what does everybody tell you? All the articles I read, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, and I'm not telling you that drinking real water stops coronavirus. I'm not telling you anything. I'm just telling you you want to build up your immune system. And the way you do it is you make your body not acidic, but alkaline. And this is alkaline water. And alkaline stops virus. And so I drink real water long before coronavirus came along. I drank real water all day long, and I bring it with me to restaurants, and I drink it everywhere. But all I can tell you, it's all about alkalinity, and it's all about negative ions. It's about being a powerful antioxidant. It's about building up your immune system, making your body alkaline instead of acidic. And I told my friends Brent and Amy, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a very special deal on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon or your Amazon Prime account and search Real Water, R-E-A-L, Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there will be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, that's the number 10, and then WAR, W-A-R, no space, and you'll receive a 10% discount. The Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. The number 10, no space, WAR, W-A-R, all caps, at Amazon or Amazon Prime, and you get a 10% discount. It's delivered to your door, and you've got all these amazing beneficial properties. In the age of coronavirus, Real Water is pretty cool. That's why I drink it all day long, to build up my immune system. We've got James Hurston here. Repeat performance from yesterday. We bring him back. James, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
It's great to be with you for round two, Wayne.
His website's jameshurston.com, by the way. jameshurston.com, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. Let's lead with Harvey Weinstein, sentenced today to 23 years in prison for rape. I assume that means life in prison till the day he dies, most probably.
Most probably. And even if he were to, you know, be able to be there, survive, and have good behavior and all, there's an L.A. trial charging him with similar felonies.
Oh, boy.
They're trying to extradite him for the L.A. trial. There's a trial in France. So this guy most likely will not see the light of day for the rest of his life. And really, it is so striking to see this, because this is a man who clearly, when it came to award season, you know, when we were talking about the lead up to the Oscars, every actor in town, every producer, every director wanted to be at the side of Harvey Weinstein. He made his company that he ran with his name, the Weinstein Company, garnered more Oscars in a shorter period of time than any company, even the big studios. And he had a feel for how to play that Oscar campaign. Which there is a campaign, you know.
Yes, there is.
They do the same thing they do in political campaigns. They do opposition research and all that stuff. And he just was part of, and it's still going on in Hollywood, what was called the casting couch.
Right.
Elizabeth Taylor wrote about it. Marilyn Monroe talked about it. It was common knowledge. It's still going on. But the difference with Harvey, much like Bill Cosby, he's convicted of activities that went way beyond just the casting couch, because he basically committed criminal sexual assault, felony sexual assault, and a jury of his peers found enough evidence to convict him, and a judge, you know, sent him to that's a severe sentence, but not necessarily for that kind of felony. It was first degree criminal sexual assault, and so 23 years, wow, it's just, it's astounding. And he's said to be totally bewildered. The entire Me Too movement was a surprise to him. And then think about the amount of money that this guy gave and bundled to the Democrat Party, and how tight he was with the Clintons, and with people like Pelosi, Schumer, all these people. And once he got in trouble, they ran from him like crazy, as did the people in Hollywood, most of whom knew all about him. They knew that he was not somebody to be trusted with a young woman. And it's, you know, they're a bunch of hypocrites. And
hey, James.
You know,
James, you mentioned the money he gave to the Democrat Party, but what about the money he gave to those women? You know, and I'm not excusing anything he did. I wasn't there, so I don't know what he did. I know he had sex with all of them, I'm sure. I don't know what was consensual, what was rape. I'm sure some of them seemed very anguished, and he did rape them or sexually assault them or somehow push them into it. But yet, I'm sure a lot of them were nothing more than, hey, here's the deal. There's a movie. You make zero right now. I'll give you a part where you make $2 million in this movie, and then the next 10 movies you do, you'll probably make $4 million, $5 million, and $10 million. And so have sex with me. And they did. And they're famous stars now, and they made millions of dollars. But now they're angry at him because they feel like he pressured them. Is that really rape, or is that like pressuring and offering money, which makes you really an escort more than anything else? I don't know. I don't know what he did to these people. Was there ever any real proof that he actually raped someone, or was just the words of the people who claim they were raped?
It's the words of the people who, as I understand it, who claim they were raped. But, you know, what you describe, I you know, that's essentially the casting couch.
Right.
However, what Harvey did...
He went further, I would guess, because they're not coming after anybody else with
allegedly,
him.
Allegedly,
so.
There's enough, you know, there's like 90 freaking women, you know, and they describe similar things. So not all of them... got parts in movies. He dangled his power to get, you know, essentially to get dates and to have intimate relations. And I think he got into a thing where, you know, many people, men in Hollywood executives will do this. Les Moonves had to step down from CBS over boorish behavior. But Harvey, I think, got into a pattern where
yeah.
he was thrilled by his own power in the industry and how he could take these young starlets. And the fact is, Hollywood is crawling with women who come there from all over the world, from little towns all over the world, where people say to them, "You're beautiful, go to Hollywood." And they all come there with, you know, wide eyes, and they're just easy pickings for a guy like Harvey Weinstein. And that doesn't... But the problem is, it hasn't changed anything.
You know,
it's all surface. They're changing their policies like many corporate entities are. But in the end, the casting couch is still the same. And it's true in the fashion industry, in the music industry, probably in the broadcast industry. It's just part of glamour businesses. And it has to do with the nature of sexual drives in men. And when men come into power like that, but the thing is, isn't Bill Clinton walking around, and wasn't he accused of rape?
It's so funny that you say that. That was my exact next sentence to you. Was I just opened an email from one of my fans who said, "Wayne, please ask James, when is it Bill Clinton's turn to go to court for rape?" It's right in front of me. They just asked me to ask you that. And I was just going to ask you that. Great minds think alike. So there you go. I mean, it's just so weird who they choose and who they own. Look, Harvey seemed like a nasty man to me. I don't know him personally. I've never met him. But he seemed like a nasty, disgusting guy who, you know, used his power to take advantage of women. That's what I felt. Was it ever rape? I have no idea. Court says it was. Okay. It's the Me Too moment. But my question is, what's the difference between that and all the times that Bill Clinton... seemed to have used his charm to go after women, and then when they were not interested, he just took them and did what he wanted to. That seems to be that's what Juanita Broderick said. That's what the girl who claimed she was raped, was it Paula Jones? I think was another one who claims he raped her. There was another one who said he raped her. So why is no one going after Bill Clinton?
Yeah, I mean, it's the question. The Clintons are a different class of people. Apparently, they can commit crimes and no one will go after them. And this is the problem. You know, when we talk about a two-tier justice system, we do have, at least we know that money can't totally insulate you, but there's a level of people in the elite, and we see a whole bunch of them that seem to have committed crimes in the Obama administration, and we don't seem to get the same kind of justice. I just asked Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, General Flynn.
All right, can I ask you a question? Because we're going over kind of old stuff that everybody asks. Let me get to new territory that nobody's ever asked before. And because you're a law professor, I really am dying to ask you. So remember the guy in Alabama? He was accused of all kinds of terrible things with young girls 40 years
Roy
ago.
Roy Moore.
That's it.
Roy Moore.
Judge Roy Moore, right. So he runs for U.S. Senate, gets accused of all kinds of things, never before accused by any of them. 40 years later, they pop up when he wants to be a U.S. Senator. And I kept saying, I don't necessarily believe them, and I don't necessarily believe Judge Roy Moore. He looks a little weird to me, and his answers were a little weird, so I don't want to put my rep on the line for him. Why can't they both take lie detector tests? Wouldn't that end this once and for all? Take a lie detector test and show the results to the public. And so even if they're not admissible in court, show them to the public. I would argue the same thing with Harvey Weinstein. What if you lie detected Harvey and he had deception when he says, I didn't rape anybody, I didn't force anybody. And then you lie detected all these women and they all turn out, yes, they really were raped in their minds. Then I'm with them. Then I'm against Harvey. Why didn't anyone ever think, or are you going to tell me nobody wants to make that admissible in a court of law?
No, it hasn't been admissible. It's been deemed by a court to be not accurate enough, polygraph test. But you know what? That thing with Roy Moore, the timing of it was obviously political. And Gloria Allred, who seems to always get involved in these things, she's a highly political person.
Yeah, liberal person.
But Roy Moore did some really terrible interviews.
Hey, James, hold on one sec. Let's hold it for the other side of the break. More with James Hurst. A lot of Hollywood news today. I want to talk about Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, and even March Madness. Banning audiences. Coming up next, Wayne Root with James Hurst and The Warrior. See you in a second. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action to protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allen Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydrsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT for 20% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. And you all know that I'm Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life. And by the way, you know I look great for 58 years old because you watch me on Newsmax TV, and I feel like a million bucks. I feel like I look the best of my life. And the reason why is because I eat a healthy diet. I work out hard, take the right vitamins. I'm on the Cenogenics health plan and diet. And on top of everything else, I meditate and I pray every day and do a little bit of yoga here or there. I keep myself in great shape. You know why? Because I want to live long enough to save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism, and I want you to as well. So are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the single greatest factor for heart disease that indicates heart disease is a crease in one or both of your earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than a million bottles in Canada. Now they're in America. For the first time on my show, and over the past 40 years, they've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Check your earlobes in a mirror. If you have a crease, you probably have a problem. It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? You got to be kidding me. Wayne Allen Root. I couldn't even believe it. I got deep creases in both ears. Guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall, M-A-L-L.com. Strauss Heart Drops. Check them out. Millions sold in Canada. And we're just starting in the United States on the Wayne Allen Root Show. What a great honor. All right, we're back with James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry, website jameshurston.com. Let's talk about all these events that are going to move forward, but without studio audiences. Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, and how about March Madness? They're going to play it, but no one's going to be in the stands, James.
Can you imagine a three-pointer with no sound from the crowd? Or, you know, they didn't do it. And, or a grand slam home run with no sound. But get this. They've just announced the late night show, the late night comedy show.
No audience.
Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Tonight Show, Trevor Noah. They're going to go and do the show with no in-studio audience. Jokes without an audience?
Wow.
I mean, this is not, you know what's going to this is not going to work. And so I suspect the team owners, the leagues, the networks that have these shows, they're going to be out giving money for therapy, for vaccines. They're going to want this thing over as soon as possible.
Well, of course.
It's such over-exaggerated response.
Well, how about the money involved? You know, James, I don't know what the money issues are. In other words, let's say that a year ago you bought tickets to March Madness and you bought hotel rooms and air flights. Are you allowed to are they going to give you the money back for all that? Are you out thousands of dollars and you don't get to see it?
I think they have to, and if they don't, I think that there'll be lawsuits. I mean, I just, the lost money, the lost revenue, the loss to the economy is just, it's ridiculous, and it's big. And it's just these media people, like Dr. Drew recently said, the media should be held accountable for this over-the-top reporting. They're taking down the stock market. They're taking down the economy. It's obvious to me why the Democrats are doing it, and it's obvious to me why places like CNN and MSNBC are doing it, because they hate the president. They don't mind harming the American people. In fact, they've said it. Bill Maher said it. We may have to put up with a bad economy to get rid of this guy. And, you know, it's just this is the most traction that they've ever got. But I still believe in my heart, based on the timing, that they're going to end up losing again.
It's there's just so many questions. First of all, you know, you could say that you're going to play baseball without anybody in the stands. And it will sound funny. It'll look terrible on TV. Ratings will go down because it'll be really weird. But what about the money they made off this people's butts in the seats? You can't, baseball stadium's supposed to have 30 to 50,000 people watching. If there's nobody watching, you just didn't make 30 to 50,000 multiplied by, I don't know, $150 a ticket, whatever it is. How can you do that? That's crazy.
Well, it's like I said to producer Chris, maybe what they have to do is put 30,000 televisions out there, let the people Skype in, and let the sound be heard. But I mean, it'd be like on Big Bang Theory. But it, you know, the fact is, you're absolutely right. I mean, this cannot be sustained. This over exaggerated response, I believe, certainly, we talked about yesterday, Governor Cuomo calling out the National Guard, that's a political act. And so I just think we're going to see this, you know, it won't be long. Weeks from now, maybe a couple of months, it'll all be like a distant memory. Like, who's talking about the impeachment these days?
Well, that's the problem. There it is, right? Who's talking about the senility of Joe Biden? It's all about coronavirus and the stock market, and that's it. And that's a problem. It got Democrats out of the headlines. Seems like very coincidental timing for them, doesn't it? It's just amazing how the media got together with them and said, here's the way to stall it all. Let's make this the biggest news story in history. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, website, jameshurston.com. Thanks for coming on the show again, James. Repeat performance.
All right, thank you. You have a blessed evening.
All right, Wayne Allyn, The Warrior, Newsmax TV, up next, USA Radio as well.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.